This is TWiT.
Apple released yesterday a bundle of information for developers wanting to support the Apple Watch. In the process, they revealed a lot more information about the product and how it's going to work. Buster Hine writes for Cultimac and joins us now. Hey, Buster.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us. Now, Apple Watches come in two sizes. We knew that already, but what we learned from the Watch Kit is that this involves two different screen resolutions. Is this going to be a pain in the butt for developers? You said I could say butt, John, so.
I think, you know, developers will have to develop for two different sizes. The larger Apple Watch will have more pixels. Apple says they're both Retina, but they've also made the UI so it scales pretty well for other apps. So people are thinking that, you know, it could be a hint that other form factors could come pretty quickly as well.
I'm curious about the different kinds of notifications with this new watch. What are glances, for example?
Glances, they're just the quick view where you don't interact with the watch or touch it at all. Apple has glances and notifications so that you can just get quick information and then get on with your life and not have to pull out your iPhone to see what the temperature is or, you know, a new text message or email that you got.
That sounds to me like a very Apple-esque concept. Basically, they were bragging when they rolled this thing out about glanceability and glanceable content. And what that means to them is you developers, if you're going to use this kind of notification, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't scroll, you can't have interaction, then people can't touch it. It just, it's there, that's it, it's glanceable, that's how we do it. And of course, they have other ways to do that, but they really want to push this concept of like, oh, look, information, and then you don't do anything with it. Kind of an interesting concept. Now, how about the different kinds of layouts? For example, what are hierarchical and what are page-based layouts? What's the difference between those two?
So you think like a hierarchical layout, that would be kind of like the email app that you have where, you know, you have a list of different panes of information, whereas the page view would be more like your weather app where you have all of the, you know, stats or information that you want that you can scroll through on a single page. Right now, really, the Watch Kit is designed just to be really a window to your iPhone, like a separate one where most of the processing and everything happens on your iPhone. And that watch is just used to quickly get information from the apps that are running natively on the iPhone.
Now, Apple's trying to get developers to create apps, of course, and even though the native apps won't be possible until next year, they say, will the early work, I mean, essentially, just to be very clear about this, the initial wave of apps will only work exactly the way Android Wear works, which is that a watch app is really a phone app that supports the watch as a peripheral device, and so essentially you're modifying a special phone app. In the future, they promise they'll have native apps that will be installed on the phone, etc. But will the work done on the early version of these apps, the Android Wear style of development, will that be wasted? Why would developers want to jump into that only to have native apps become supported very soon, presumably sometime next year?
Well, I think at least you can get your information over onto the Apple Watch and you can, you know, get a foothold. I do agree that, you know, it's a bummer that native apps aren't, you know, supported right out of the gate because you would think that a lot cooler things can be done. But hopefully when they do come out in 2015, a lot of developers with their first wave of apps will have thought of new things that they can do once they have an app embedded on your Apple Watch too.
You know, people are also really interested in the fonts with the Apple Watch, and I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that.
It's an homage back to the Macintosh font that looked like ransom notes, San Francisco. And Apple designed it so that it looks good when it's scaled up and scaled down. And it just basically, it's supposed to fit the overall interface and UI of Apple Watch seamlessly so that when you have these smaller glances, short notifications and long notifications, everything looks perfect like Apple likes it.
Buster, overall, from all of this information, what jumped out at you is the most interesting or surprising fact that we learned?
Just how dependent Apple Watch will be on your iPhone. It's really not going to be a device where you can just leave your iPhone at home and go with your Apple Watch. You're still going to have, you know, your iPhone in your back pocket or your backpack. And so that was, you know, kind of the biggest shock, I think, is that it's not going to be a fully functional device yet in the first generation.